Hey, good morning, everyone. Beautiful, beautiful day in Kingman, Arizona. To a new friend. Bit frosty, 31 degrees. Road.
Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, good morning, Mr. J. Reddick. How are you doing today, sir? Let's see if we can get Jay with us this morning. We're going to have a little bit of fun this morning. We're going to talk road trips and cars and, well, a little road trip and inspiration, if you will.
I mean, Jim?
A little music there from Joe and Woody and the boys of the road crew. Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you doing this morning?
Good. So you can hear me now?
I sure can.
All right, great. Glad to hear it. I'm great.
Yeah, isn't this technology great when it works? Or you can figure
it out? Yeah, when it works, it's great. Yep.
Oh, how are you doing this beautiful morning? A little bit cold out there today.
I'm good. Yeah, it's getting chilly. Wintertime is creeping in, and it's down in the 30s. But, you know, that's what some people don't know about, especially this part of Arizona, that we do get cold up here. It's not always hot sunshine and cacti and roadrunners and stuff.
Anybody who thinks we don't have seasons hasn't lived here for a week.
Right, yep.
Jay, you know, you started Kingman Motor News recently, and boy, I'll tell you, what an asset to the community that is. To you and your team, God bless, thank you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet. I've got your website up there for anybody who's of interest. And of course, I'll be posting that a bit later. You've even got a calendar coming out to kind of entice people, if you will, to attend some of the great events we have here in Kingman.
We do, yes. We just came out with a 2024 calendar. I've been doing it for Chillin' on Beale for the last probably 2 or 3 years for the calendar anyway. And just this year we added Kingman Motor News to that. So it features some images from Chillin' on Beale and other locations around this area. And also new for this year, we have This Month in Automotive History. So each month features a few facts about particular automotive history facts that happened in a particular month. So that's new for this year. And you can order those online if you like. I can give you the link for that.
KingmanMotorNews.com.
Yes. I'll put the link on there to order the calendars. We haven't put it on there just yet, but I will get that done today. So, folks, bear with me. But you can go to my website, and it will be there very soon.
Well, God, you know, automotive history, that's something I've been obsessed with since I was a kid. And the more I learn, the more I realize how little I know. It's pretty stunning. I just was reading a magazine article here recently in a magazine called A Rare and Unique Vehicles. Quite a fascinating magazine, but I was just reading about an interesting fella that created a gasoline electric hybrid with the first electric starter in 1896.
That's amazing.
Nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
Hey, you mentioned Chillin' on Beale. My gosh.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's going, what, March through October?
April through November.
April through November.
Yes.
Third Saturday afternoon of the month.
That's right. Yep.
Downtown Kingman, one block off Route 66.
That's right.
What possessed you to start Kingman Motor News?
Oh, it's been an idea I've been kicking around in my head for some time, probably about 10 years. I've been involved with Chillin' on Beale from the early days when they were first getting it started. And the Route 66 Cruisers Car Club was around back then. And I was kicking around this idea to start a website with all the information of the difference. Because, you know, you get info here about a thing going on over here. You get info from another person about a thing going on over here. And I had had an idea just to kind of have a one place to gather that all up. And there's such a big untapped community here of just car people. People think it's just car nuts, but you know, especially with Route 66, you know, Jim, the folks who are into that and travel that, a lot of them are have these classic cars and they're into that thing. And I just wanted to create a place where everybody can go. And I mean, everybody, including car clubs, people who aren't in car clubs, people that just want to are traveling through town, et cetera, et cetera. It's one place where all the car info can be for people to check that out.
Well, you know, it's so important. That is one of the frustrating things, not just in Kingman, but many communities, having a central clearing point for event information, number one. We get the information after the fact. And this is really nice because especially not just for locals, but for people traveling. You know, this is a real asset. And the other thing, what I really like about Chillin' on Beale, Kingman Motor News, this is how you build a sense of community. And, man, that is so important to every single aspect, from economic development to tourism. The first step is building that sense of community.
Yes, I agree completely. The grassroots effort, so to speak, behind the scenes, people just talking to other people in the community, I think that really helps get things going in that aspect.
Well, and Kingman is a very giving community. We've got some just tremendous people here. Gene Kirkham and the team down there Chilling on Beale just give tirelessly. And it's not just car show. They always find a way to use these events to, collect coats, collect toys, the trunk or treat. They're always doing something to give back to the community.
Very true. Yes. And as I said before, the covered car community is not just a bunch of car nuts getting together and talking about their cars. Of course, that's what they do. But as you said, they engage with the community, raise funds for different organizations. And with this info out there, folks who are not necessarily into the car scene, but you know, the days of taking a drive with your family, jumping in the car and going to see something, an event or a place, an attraction. This is what I want people to do, as you yourself are trying to get people to come through and just enjoy the things that normally they might not know about. So that's part of my ambition, is to show them, off the beaten path, so to speak. Maybe not too far, but you know.
Well, you know, there's so many with the car situation. You know, like the get together on Saturday mornings down at Mr. D's.
Yes.
You know, what a great event! And I notice a lot of the travelers find themselves enthralled with this. And then, of course, we were working with Scott Dutton and some of the others on. Working with some of these tour groups, giving them a ride through, you know, a little chance to really experience Kingman and Route 66 from a different perspective.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that's always amazed me about Kingman is the diverse array of vehicles, vintage, historic, classic, whatever terminology we want to use. I'm always amazed by the diverse array of vehicles that turn up for these events.
Yeah, we see them all. Like you say, all sorts of different ones, from their classic Chevelles up to the homemade rat rods. There's all sorts out there, and we love seeing them.
You know, I admire the craftsmanship, I guess, if you'd call it, going into rat rods.
Yeah.
But I tell you, that's a different animal entirely.
It is. I guess you could say it's an acquired taste. And some people don't like them. Some people love them. I love them just because of the uniqueness and the creativity that goes into that. It's coming from these guys' imaginations, and they come up with some stuff that just, you know, wow, how did they come up with that? And it's amazing to look at. You see something different every time.
A little bit of just grass. It's a mixed bag of parts.
Yeah,
it's kind of entertaining. I've seen Chillin' on Beale is always so different every month, and I'm always just so surprised by the things that turn up. I mean, from street rods to hot rods to tuner cars to motorcycles, and it's always full of surprises.
Yeah, we have a different theme each month, so that's probably why you're seeing some different ones here and there. For example, May is our tribute to the military, so you might see more military vehicles. June is Mustang versus Camaros, so you probably see more Mustangs and Camaros. Vans and trucks, Route 66, Halloween, all sorts of themes we have going on throughout the year for Chillin'. And if I could take a minute, you mentioned Gene Kirkham earlier, but I'd like to mention the rest of his team, June Painter and Rick Pillion and Denise and the rest of the ladies there, and Melba, of course. I just want to give them a shout out too, because they work hard behind the scenes to help keep that going.
Oh, those guys, the entire team, including yourself, is just tireless. The promotion and what you do for that event, and it is greatly appreciated. I have a theme I've suggested a couple times for Chillin' on Beale. Every time I bring it up, Gene just seems to look at me, shake his head, and roll his eyes. But topless on Route 66, a salute to convertibles.
You know, that's a good idea. I like that.
Thought that throw that out there.
Well, Gene, if you're listening, I'm going to be in your ear about this. We got to think about this one.
It just opens a world of possibilities. A world of possibilities. Of course, we have the fun run every year. But hey, is there anything coming up this month, car-wise, in Kingman? For December.
Yeah, December 8th, there is a show coming up. I have the flyer here. It is on my Facebook page. It's at the college. Let me look real quick. I forgot the name of it. I apologize to Cody and Mandy Price. They're working hard promoting that. But I tend to forget things. I put especially people's names. You know, I know people by their cars. I'll forget your name, but you're the Chevy guy, or you're the
Jay. I'm the same way. I carry a driver's license, so I remember who I am and where I'm supposed to go. And but boy, I can remember cars.
I apologize. I can't find that.
Not a problem.
Just go to Facebook and take a look at the Kingman Motor News. Here it is. Captain Kringle's Show and Shine. This is happening December 8th, or at MCC. It's a benefit to raise, bring an unwrapped toy or necessity stocking for students of the ages 11 to 17. They're going to have a Christmas themed car show, hot beverages, free photos with Captain Kringle, silent auctions, Christmas trees, working to support Veterans Club at the college. So that happens on the 8th, starting at 4 p.m. over at MCC off of Jagerson. So put that on your calendar, folks.
I got a couple things we'll be talking about. I'll get together with you a little bit later and talk about. I'm working with the Bee right now. Weekly, we're going to be posting. I'm writing a piece for them, listing all the events happening in the area. And I met with Marian Pavel, had a great meeting with him of Touch Media, the developer of Route 66 Navigation. And he's going to be updating that app for 2024. I've started work on it, where it'll have an event section for everybody using the app to travel Route 66. They'll have up-to-date all along Route 66 events. So I'll get with you so we can coordinate both of those.
Wonderful. Yeah, that sounds good.
Very good. You know, 2024 is shaping up to be quite a season for the automotive crowd here in Western Arizona on Route 66.
Yes, it is.
Aside from Chillin' on Beale. I missed out on the Kingman 66 Fest up at Lewis Kingman Park. How did that go over this year?
I unfortunately, I missed out on it too. From what I hear, it was a great success. A great turnout for that. Not a lot of difficulties as far as logistics, setting up the thing, anything like that. As far as I know, it went very well this year. But unfortunately, I wasn't able to go either.
Yeah, very good. My only problem, it seems like a great event. I'm always out of town in October, but I sure wish they'd reconsider and put that downtown. But, you know, that's just me. I'm one of those picky kind of people. The Route 66 Centennial coming up in 26. Boy, that is a lot of communities. That's really shaping up to be something. And
yeah, I think that's going to be a celebration just up and down the route in all sorts of different venues.
And we also have...
Sorry, Jim. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Jay.
I was just going to say, if you're ever going to take a trip down Route 66, that's probably the year to do it when all these celebrations are going on for that centennial.
Well, another one to keep in mind as you start planning for those events, that's also the 250th anniversary of the United States.
Yes, it is. Wow.
And it just so happens July 4th that year falls on a weekend. Wouldn't that be a great time to put together a massive celebration?
Oh, yeah.
So Maggie May says that topless, she thinks that's kind of a good idea, but winter months in Michigan, maybe not so much.
Well, Maggie, I can relate to that. I was just talking to my cousins in Michigan just yesterday, and the weather's moving in for you guys, so I feel for you. But, the tables turn in the summertime. You guys can laugh at us when we're sweating our butts off out this way.
What part of Michigan, Jay?
I grew up in the Detroit area, Detroit.
Well, Maggie's with the Ari Olds Museum up in Lansing and Motor Cities up there. She's involved with that group as well. I'm out of, my dad and his family's all out of Jackson, Michigan.
Yeah.
So I guess we're all immigrants here.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've ran into so many people from the Michigan area out here in Kingman. It's amazing how many folks from back east are back here.
We've got some interesting folks talking about putting together some Route 66 trips that include, we'll make sure they include a stop in Kingman. I'm not sure if you're familiar with a fellow that goes by the name of Tebow Barnes on Facebook.
No.
I met him a couple of years ago. In fact, during the apocalypse year of 2020, he's a fascinating young man, probably 40-ish, heavily involved, just obsessed with Model A's and Model T Fords. And short version, a long story, he's quit his job now and just builds engines, parts, buys, sells cars, engines, parts, Model A's, Model T's. But in 2020, he'd always wanted to do Route 66, and he was out of work. So he just threw his sleeping bag and some tools and odds and ends in the back of a 29 Ford bone stock and left his home in New Hampshire and went to Chicago, did Route 66 up the coast, Mount Rushmore, 8,000 miles in 3 weeks in a 29 Ford.
Wow.
And he's putting out some feelers. He's trying to get some interest in a great Route 66 Centennial Model T event.
That'd be something, yeah. I hope he's successful.
You know, that's one of the things I find fascinating when I go to all these car shows. People that'll have tremendous road cars from the 30s, for example, Hudsons, Chryslers, Packards, they never drive them. It seems like they street rod them or trailer them. But the crazy people with Model A's and Model T Fords, they don't seem to have a problem just jumping in those things and just driving the damn things.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's the car or if it's the person. It could be a combination of both.
I think it's like both.
Some folks will, yeah.
Because you got to have a certain spirit to set off from Galveston, Texas to head for Alaska in a Model T Ford.
Yeah, definitely.
You got to have a different mindset. The event down at Mr. D's, the Route 66 Diner, is that every Saturday morning down there?
Yeah, the Pharaohs Car Club. And Donna mentioned, I want to give a shout out to the Pharaohs, Mike Goodwin and the Pharaohs Car Club. They are behind many of these car events that help local charities. But yeah, Saturday mornings, the Pharaohs meet there. I believe it's 7 a.m. at Mr. D's every Saturday, as far as I know, unless it happens to be a holiday or, you know, God forbid, COVID or something like that. But other than
another
that,
apocalypse.
They're there. Yeah. Let's not mention
we won't go down that rabbit hole. Holy crap. What a nightmare. Hey, the Pharaohs. My gosh. Now, there's a group for you of really good, caring, giving people that are just mildly obsessed with automobiles.
They are, yes. But they're also obsessed with helping out in their community as much as they can. And I appreciate them for that.
They are very, very good people. Just wonderful people.
Yeah, they are a great group of guys. And not just the Pharaohs. There are other car clubs here in town that I just got to mention them. I don't know all of them, but Time Travelers Car Club, they just had an event at Journey Church to raise some funds for the community. Mustangs, Fabulous Fords, there's other clubs. And they all do their own little things to help out here and there. But Pharaohs are seen a lot, so we appreciate those guys.
Yeah, we have a strong car community here, and most of the folks involved are very community oriented. They're very giving people, and it's really, it adds a sense of not only a sense of community, but it fills Kingman with a good vibrancy, if you will, when we have these things, when we have these get-togethers from different car clubs.
I agree.
It's time of year for a good car cruise up to Oatman.
Yes, it is. Oatman's always a lot of fun. I love going out there.
I was talking to Michael and Kalina. They've opened a little shop up there called Pinnacles in Oatman. And they've taken a different slant to things. More hands-on activities. And I'm always excited to talk to them with their projects up there in Oatman. Oatman's kind of a different sort of community, but I never tire of that drive.
Yeah. The Sidewinder.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I actually learned to drive on that road.
Did you really? Wow.
My first job was up, a paying job was up at Ed's Camp. And we lived below Ed's Camp, below Cool Springs as a kid. And we would haul hay for the horses out of Fort Mojave. And we'd drive up Boundary Cone Road and through Oatman. Had an old Studebaker steak bed truck drive through there. Yes, I really am that old. I don't know if it was fun times or not, but memorable times.
Oh, yeah. You look back on it fondly, right? So I'd say.
You know, I do. Mostly because I survived.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So. That's a good thing. You survived and you're here talking. We're glad for that.
You know, God bless. Jay, thank you for taking time from your schedule this morning. I've got the website up for folks here, and I'll have Kingman Motor News. I'll have it on the website. There's a link on the Jim Hinckley's America website for Kingman Motor News.
Yes.
And it's a source for all your information for Kingman area car clubs and events. And so if you're planning a trip this way or live in the Kingman area, take a look at Kingman Motor News. And I'm sure you can find something to do.
I hope so. We're trying to get all the info out there. And if anyone has anything they want to contribute or help out, send me a message at admin@kingmanmotornews.com. We're working on a winter issue right now, winter edition, an extended issue. So we're going to put a lot of stories in there. Of course, which you contribute, Jim, we greatly appreciate that. Bob Buchholz is writing some stories for us. And we are also working on a story of holiday road trips. So if anyone has any quirky stories of unique holiday road trips, you know, vacation-esque kind of, I hope it wasn't that crazy, but you know, you get the idea, something like that. If you have a story you want to share, feel free to send it in. As I said, admin@kingmanmotornews.com or jump on Facebook and send us a message. So that's what we got cooking.
I could share one with you, but I'm not sure I should because some of the people involved are still alive. I arrived in Kingman the second and last, second time. I got here from Michigan Christmas Eve Day, 1976. That was kind of an epic adventure that included a truck wreck in Gallup and a snowstorm, a truck with a 6-volt electrical system, broken defroster. Yeah, a few other little things to make sure it was an interesting trip. But that's a story for another day. You know, Kenny Earls has asked me about this, and I'll throw this out there and give you a little. We could do some advertising at the same time, but Kenny Earls has approached me about getting some of the groups together and doing a Route 66 cruise one spring, fantastic. Summer, or fall. And we could really put together, I've got some contacts along the road, and we could even take it a step further and perhaps run to Detroit, drive Route 66 to Chicago, and then US 12 across the south of the state, maybe a stop at the Gilmore Museum in Kalamazoo. And there's a great museum in Jackson, Michigan. It's a private collection that's pretty, pretty astounding. But, I know David Brenner at the Roadrunner Lodge in Tucumcari. He would roll out the red carpet for us. And the folks in Tucumcari, my gosh, Connie Loveland and her team, they live and breathe welcoming people to Tucumcari. We could get in the Museum of Transportation and stop at the Wagon Wheel Motel in Cuba, Missouri, and of course, we'd have to stop and see Louis Keene at the Uranus Fudge Company and General Store.
That's a fun place.
Yes, yes. Do you get back to Michigan very often, Jay? Or?
I try to get back every year. I haven't been this year yet, unfortunately. Hopefully in the springtime. But definitely this Route 66 trip you're talking about, I am all for it. I have a son. My youngest son is in Chicago. And I have a great deal of family in Michigan as well. So, yeah, definitely.
If we could do it as a two. Well, you know, maybe we should talk about that. Take us a year to put it together.
Sure.
And we can invite people to join us along the way.
Yeah.
For all or part of the trip. You live in Albuquerque and your schedule only allows you to go as far as Tucumcari. Well, join us. Come along for the ride. The more the merrier. And we can make it a 2-week trip, 1 week out and 1 week back. What we miss going up, we can catch on the way back. We could see how much weight we could gain by stopping at all these great places for pie.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, we'd have to walk half the route back to lose the weight.
Oh, no, there's some great ones out there. But there's some really great museums. Maggie mentioned the Ari Olds Transportation Museum.
Yeah.
The National Museum of Transportation outside of St. Louis is extraordinary. It's the largest collection of one facility of trains, planes, and automobiles.
That's on my bucket list to see one day. Definitely.
It is a fantastic one. There's a great car museum in Santa Rosa. Boy, yeah, we could really have some fun with this. Well, that sparks the imagination.
Yeah.
Well, Jay, thank you again for doing this. And I sure want to thank very good Maggie. We'll call it the pie tour. Yes.
All right, Maggie. Thank you. That sounds good. I'm there.
You know, we'll talk more about that. And Jay, you and I'll get together. We'll talk about the Route 66 navigation app, how we can coordinate that with you. And, of course, the weekly situation with the bee.
I'm happy to help with in any way I could. I love Steve and everybody at the bee, and what they're doing is amazing. The way they've grown throughout the years and what they're doing for the community is just fantastic. So I want to shout out to those guys, too.
Well, the weekly event section for the bee will have a link to Kingman Motor News.
Oh, great. Thank you.
So that'll get the word out a little bit better with that. Jay, thank you again. And We'll talk before next year, but probably be not this month. Got a couple things I want to talk to you about, but we'll get together. Sounds on good.
You know where I'm at, my friend.
My friends, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I hope you had fun. Next week, we are going to visit with Scott Dahl. He is the Convention and Visitors Bureau Director in Springfield, Illinois. These folks are going to town in Springfield. They're selling everything on the hog, including the squeal. And they're putting together some amazing events. They've got some... They started a couple of years ago, but they are really putting together some plans for the Route 66 Centennial, an entire year of celebrations. And I'll get some pictures up, and we'll talk a bit about the Route 66 experience next week. And it's quite a deal. My friends, until we do this again next week, thank you. And we'll bid adios with a little bit of music from Joe and Woody, the boys of the road crew. Road Crew 66. Here's a little bit of something for you. With Road Crew 66, did you know that Kingman, Arizona has a theme song? The boys of the Road Crew wrote this song, and they gave it to the city of Kingman during the 2014 Route 66 International Festival. A little bit of trivia for you. My friends, take care. Adios. Jay, thank you.
Jim.
Bye-bye.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.